Hey, honey. I've been stroking you for a while now, and lube's gone dry. Are you getting close? My wrists are tired, but I can keep going if you're gonna come soon. Oh, you're not close. I want me going soft. Yeah? You think you have performance anxiety? No worries. We can stop for now. Hey, sweetie. No, please. Don't turn away from me. Look at my eyes and listen to me. You have nothing to apologize for or feel ashamed about. I accept your anxiety, and I still love you as always. Now come here. Let's get in bed. I want to hold you. Hey, please let me comfort you. Let's face each other and entwine our legs. I want to hold you close. Alright. Where do I start? Hey, I'm completely serious. Again, you don't need to feel sorry or ashamed for performance anxiety. First of all, you were amazing when you fingered me for the first time, remember? I showed you just how I liked it and I guided you into giving me a really satisfying orgasm, and you were so sweet with me. Secondly, I actually truly appreciate that we were friends and that mutually liked each other, and that you wanted to take things slow and let us explore each other's bodies while we got to know each other a bit better. Third, it's totally fine not to be able to come during your first time, or any time that you try something new sexually. Some people get nervous during a new experience. Anxiety is totally normal. And you know I'm here for you, to give you all the support you want. Alright, the last thing I'm going to say about sex is that tomorrow we can try again. My wrists will feel better, and you know I'll be extra eager because I want us to reach that milestone. And maybe I'll try use my mouth on you. And seriously, I need you to know that what happened doesn't diminish you as a man or a person anyway. I still love you, my sweet, amazing boyfriend. I've loved you ever since we became a couple. So what do you say? Yes, thank you for being transparent and sharing your feelings. Truly. Nowadays, the media, radical ideologies, and even people, you know, sometimes dish out toxic sentiments on masculinity. But I'm telling you, my man is way more than just some machine or a bag of chemicals governed by rules and hormones. You don't need to be ready for sex at a drop of a hat. And you don't need to come on cute either. If anything, sharing your fears and vulnerabilities out in the open with me makes you an even better partner and man. As if that's even possible, since you're already perfect for me. Seriously though, you know I try to always foster positive masculinity in your life and our relationship, so we can help each other grow and improve as individuals and soulmates. I hope you feel reassured. Listen, I'm glad we got to level up our relationship today. And I love you so much. You don't seem fully convinced. No, I'm partly kidding. Regardless, I do want to reiterate how much I appreciate you. Let's start with your body. From your cute feet to your handsome face, I appreciate every part of you. I like your legs, especially when we curl up together. And you even let me warm my feet on them. So sweet. And I like your tummy. It's fuzzy and lovable. It's fun to run my hands over it and feel an intimate part of you. I love your arms and chest, and how you always give me the warmest, coziest hugs ever. And I'm so lucky I can melt away my worries and find relaxing peace in your embrace. I love your eyes, and the way you look at me with admiration and sweetness, like now. Our faces so close, we're staring into each other's souls. And, of course, I love your mind. It's what attracted me to you in the first place. You're not only bright, caring, and kind, but you're also headstrong. But you're also headstrong and determined to express your feelings and opinions. And we're such a perfect couple mentally. We can talk about anything throughout the day. Our minds complement each other completely. I hope you understand how much I appreciate and treasure you. You mean the world to me. Now let me caress your face and give you sweet little kisses for a bit. Lovey, want to bond over some fun, thoughtful YouTube videos? I'll bring us some chocolate and wine to share. And then we can cuddle some more and sleep together tonight. Another meaningful first. Remember, I'm happy we tried sexy time and talked today. And I look forward to falling asleep with you in your arms. I love you so much.